You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Gareth Bale to score and Wales to win, 8-1 here with William Hill. And Eden Hazard to score and Belgium to win, 7-2. Those are the two headline offers. And we'll start with the thoughts of our very own Robbie Savage.
I don't think Belgium's the huge game. If they can win it, yeah, of course, magnificent. But I think going to Cyprus away, Wales have never done well in Cyprus. I think Cyprus have got a winnable game this weekend. So if Wales get beat and Cyprus win, I think there's then a couple of points in it. And Wales have got to go to Cyprus. I think they'll beat Israel at home. So Wales have got four games left. I think they've got to win two to guarantee that second place. So I think Belgium at home, they've done well over there. I think the disappointing thing for Wales is they haven't had a match before this game. Belgium went to France and won 4-3, which is a massive, massive win. Fellaini amongst the goals. So I think that'll help Belgium in this game. I'd have moved it to the Millennium Stadium. I think you'd have got 75,000 like the good old times. It's going to be played at Cardiff City's ground. I just think that Belgium, with that win in France, will go into the game full of confidence. Hazard, Benteke, Fellaini, so many very good players. I'm going to go, unfortunately, with a Belgium win.
Belgium to win the game 4-5 here with William Hill. He was doing a lot of thinking there, wasn't he, Robbie Savage?
Yes, yeah. I mean, former captain of his country, you know, it probably means quite a lot to him, I imagine.
I think so.
I think he's got a point as well. It's interesting looking at the build-up to this, you know, the ex-internationals that I've heard interviewed, Robbie Savage being one of them, have all said the same thing. It's like they've had a little meeting, all the ex-Wales players, and said, now, this isn't the important one, the Cyprus away is. If you listen to the manager, the head coach of Wales, he's actually saying this is the biggest game of his career. You know, this is the one that we must win. And I tend to agree with the ex-internationals. I think whatever happens here, the situation in the group is that Belgium are top with 11 points and a plus 12 goal difference. Scored 13, conceded 1. Wales on exactly the same points, but only a plus 5 goal difference. Then you've got Israel on 9 points and Cyprus on 6. Now, the reason he's saying Cyprus is such a crucial game, of course, is that would, even if they lost to Belgium, that would move Wales onto 14 points. Now, their remaining games in this group, Wales, after the Belgium game, that next game is away in Cyprus. It's obviously a tricky game. Then they've got Israel at home. Again, not easy, because that is a third-place team, and no one's really talking about Israel. They could pick up. They've had a pretty poor start to the campaign. And then Wales go to Bosnia, in the October game, again, not easy. They finish with Andorra at home, which is an absolute gimme, in my opinion.
Yes.
So, you know, if they can be somewhere near, that's why Robbie's saying two more wins, because you're taking the 3 points from Andorra as a given, I think. Cyprus, they've got Bosnia at home as their final game in the group. They've also got to go to Israel. They've got Belgium at home. Wales at home, of course, and their next game is the easier one. That's away in Andorra. Just to fill in the gaps, Israel away to Bosnia in this group of games at the moment. Obviously not an easy game. Then they're at home to Andorra, away to Wales, at home to Cyprus. So, you know, each of those teams has got the gimme. You know, they all should win that, you'd imagine. So it's just whether they take points off each other, but I understand what Robbie's saying about the Belgian game, and I think Belgium will win as well. I mean, you know, that performance that he made reference to, that they had, you know, it was obviously, it was only a friendly, but you know, scoring four goals away against France, you have to sit up and take notice of that. Fellaini, you know, we've seen him at Man United all this season, and he's kind of, you know, he's found his feet a bit more. Obviously a threat. Hazard's player of the year in the Premier League. They've got loads of great players. You know, if they can beat France away, even in a friendly, even maybe without the top players, you know, in France playing, then I think they can beat Wales. But it will be interesting.
Eden Hazard to score and Belgium to win looks like a tasty headline offer as well. 7-2 on penalty kicks. Had that fantastic season with Chelsea, of course. Gareth Bale, Lee, hasn't had a particularly successful season with Real Madrid. He has a tendency to produce his best for his country, though. He's a talismanic player, isn't he? And I think it's a different dynamic, isn't he, when he gets with the Wales team, because every single player in that squad looks up to him and respects him, whereas in the Real Madrid team, he's a regular-sized fish in a huge pond.
Yeah, Yeah, that's, I think that's all fair. Look, I don't know if he can... I don't know if Gareth Bale's at the level with the players around him where he can win a game like this on his own.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I was reading an article from Gareth Bale, I think in the Mirror, and he was saying that, you know, if you look at the kind of rankings, Belgium are like the second best team in the world. You know, and even he was saying, so we're going to have to be, you know, extra specially good to beat them. It's not just him, though, is it? I mean, they've got some really good players in their team, Wales. You know, good Premier League players. I'm not saying they're anywhere near him, but, you know, you look at some of the names in there. Obviously, Aaron Ramsey, you know, he would get in most Premier League teams.
Yes.
Midfield, I would suggest. The likes of Jode Ledley as well. You know, he's not a top player. Ashley Williams, these are good Premier League players. Simon Church, decent player. Sam Vokes, obviously not really done it for Burnley because he's been injured most of the season, but, you know, a lot of good things are thought of him. So they have got, you know, decent players in that team. And I think that the spirit they've got and the discipline that they can have, they could make it difficult for Belgium. I don't see them going into this and attacking Belgium.
If they do end up qualifying for the Euro 2016 Championships, I think they might look back on that result in Belgium. That 0-0 draw in Belgium they got as the decisive moment in the group.
Yeah.
Because that point could be crucial at the end of this campaign. Wales 19-5, the draw 12-5, Belgium in at the market at 4-5. Are you just sticking with Belgium? Yeah. 4-5 straight bet?
Well, if they got a 0-0 draw in Belgium, if the manager allows them to play in the same way and isn't too adventurous, I could see them getting a draw, I must admit. I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility. I don't think there'll be many goals in the game. Despite Belgium scoring 4 in France, that was obviously a very open game. I think this is going to be a cagey game. The under 2.5 is 6-10, so I think that, you know, the bookies tend to agree with that. But I think Belgium will probably just about get it done. It's whether Wales score for me. I can't quite decide, you know. With Gareth Bale in the team, should you be backing Wales not to score?
I'd be surprised if they scored in this
match.
You would? I would. It's an intriguing game, though, and Belgium 4-5, Robbie's selection there. Wales are 19-5 to win the match. The draw 12-5.
The two bets that I liked were, and this is where I can't quite decide, Belgium winning under 2.5 goals, 11-5, 1-0 or 2-0 win. Which I'm presuming you probably quite like that as well.
Yeah.
The other one, for a bit of a silly one, if you think that Wales will score, Gareth Bale to score in a Belgian win, which is priced up at 19-2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.